This week on Marginalia, we speak with Douglas Stewart about his novel, John of John.
You know, I do think there is just something inherent in Scottish character where we try not to take ourselves too seriously. And I always found, certainly growing up in Glasgow, there was a really close juxtaposition between tragedy and comedy.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 8th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Two local teachers have been creating and publishing a comic book series entirely on their own. Now they're teaming up with friends to give a boost to other comic book creators.
The comic industry is weird. It's either you know somebody and break in, or you go and just do your own thing and have fun with it.
We'll talk with some of the creative minds behind a new venture called Free Candy Publishing. That's coming up after the news. Some Wichitans are asking why the school district has abandoned plans for an early childhood center in one of the city's predominantly black neighborhoods. KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
The district will soon demolish the former Chester Lewis Academic Learning Center in northeast Wichita. The building was once Matthewson Junior High, an all-black school before integration. Last year's failed bond issue would have built an early childhood center at that site, but a new bond plan would instead repurpose an existing elementary school in northwest Wichita. LaVonta Williams is vice president of the local NAACP.
That was something that we were looking forward to. But with this bond, it will become an empty site.
The district says it changed its plans based on community feedback, asking the district to renovate existing buildings rather than build new ones. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Public safety workers in Sedgwick County will soon have their own health and wellness center. The Wichita Metro Crime Commission is buying a three-story building at 3rd and Broadway from the First United Methodist Church. Over the next year, the commission plans to spend $5 million renovating the space into a diagnostic health center, a 24-hour gym, a mental health clinic, and training space. It's expected to open next year. Sedgwick County Commissioner Ryan Beatty says the Crime Commission's work makes a long-time goal possible.
Local government and where we're at in community today, this is something that we would not have been able to do without your gift. This is an important gesture. It's an important need to serve for our first responders.
After 5 years, the county will own the building. The county and the city of Wichita will contribute $94,000 a year for operating costs. Local gun safety advocates are urging Wichita Public Schools to inform parents on how to safely store their firearms at home. A nonprofit group called Be Smart advocates for secure firearm storage in an effort to mitigate gun violence involving children. Many school shooters use guns owned by a family member. Be Smart says safe storage can also reduce the risk of suicide and accidental shootings. Kate Webb is a USD 259 parent who volunteers with the group. She recently addressed the Wichita School Board.
These firearms are usually not purchased illegally, contrary to what a lot of people think. They usually come from home.
Volunteers say the district could provide information on secure gun storage to parents during enrollment. More details about the nonprofit and advice on safe gun storage are at besmartforkids.org. More than 3,000 immigrants with temporary legal status will be removed from CanCare in October. That's the Kansas program that administers Medicaid benefits. The health benefit cuts will happen because of the Trump administration's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Immigrants losing Medicaid eligibility include refugees, temporary residents from Ukraine and Afghanistan, and asylees who are unable to return to their home country because of fear of persecution. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Medicaid Director of Operations Yvonne Case says many of these people will go without health coverage.
We expect that they will not have insurance in Kansas. About 1,900 of them are children.
Case says the state will reach out to advocacy groups to try to get health coverage needs addressed. The Crown Uptown Theater in Wichita appears to be closed, but neighbors and city leaders are uncertain of its future. The 98-year-old Dinner Theater at Douglas and Hillside has been the topic of debate over the past year. Its owner, Mike Brown, has threatened to demolish the theater if city leaders did not agree to increase its capacity. Earlier this week, a comedy troupe says they were forced to cancel a weekend show because the theater is closing. Crown Uptown's phone number is disconnected, and its owner could not be reached for comment. A Kansas restaurant and tourist destination with a 150-year history has closed. Managers of the Brookville Hotel in Abilene said on social media that they're closing the business, citing economic factors. The establishment first opened in 1870 and was famous for its family-style chicken dinners. It has moved and changed ownership several times over the years. After closing in 2020 during the pandemic, it reopened in 2022 when the owners partnered with Munson's Prime Steakhouse. The Kansas Sampler Foundation named Brookville one of the 8 wonders of Kansas cuisine. Roadwork on a portion of Kellogg through downtown Wichita will affect nighttime traffic starting next week. Crews with the Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a pavement marking project on Sunday. Work will extend from just west of Meridian Avenue to just east of the Washington Street Bridge. Sunday through Thursday nights from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m., some lanes and ramps along that stretch will be closed. Normal traffic should resume during daytime hours. Drivers should plan for delays in the area. The project is expected to be complete in late June. Wichita's VA hospital will host an outreach event in Hutchinson this week to help veterans enroll for VA health care. The event is from 10 to 2 tomorrow at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 1361 in Hutchinson. Representatives from the Robert J. Dole VA Medical Center and other organizations will be there to help veterans enroll and explain the benefits available. Veterans are advised to bring a copy of their DD-214 and most recent tax return to expedite the process. The annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive will take place this weekend across Wichita. People are encouraged to leave non-perishable food items near their mailbox tomorrow. Items should be in a sturdy bag or in the special collection bag that postal carriers are delivering. Carriers will collect the donations along their routes tomorrow and deliver them to the Kansas Food Bank for distribution. People should avoid donating glass containers or expired items. More information is at kansasfoodbank.org. Botanica is celebrating Mother's Day on Sunday and offering free admission to moms. The annual event will feature floral displays, cultural performances, and Asian food vendors. People can also shop at an artisan market and participate in various family activities throughout the garden. Officials with Botanica say the garden is in peak bloom season. They'll also be offering discounts on memberships. The event runs from 9 to 8 on Sunday. More information is at botanica.org. We'll be back after this. This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
I gotta say, I would be more tempted to make it a double B as well. Double G looks weird to me.
A devilishly difficult spelling quiz. This week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. For the past several years, two area teachers have been creating and publishing a comic book series entirely on their own. With that experience, they're now teaming up with friends to help provide a boost to other comic book creators in the region. Daniel Caudill talked with some of the creative minds behind a new local venture called Free Candy Publishing.
Over the years promoting his self-published comic, Ace Knuckles has learned the art of what he calls circus barking.
How's it going?
Good. Have
you gotten your free button?
Got
cute stuff, not cute stuff, and it's all promo for my comic books.
He's traditionally used buttons with popular characters on them as a way to draw people to his booth at Comic-Cons and free comic book day events like this one.
It is shockingly hard to sell comics at a Comic-Con. Like, it is so much more difficult than you'd think it would be.
But now, his free buttons are exclusively themed after comics published by himself and his friends, a step he felt confident taking after the time he spent promoting them locally.
So off of a 6-cent button, I make 20, 30, 40 bucks selling my comic books, plus, you know, people come and they ask us and I get to tell them the story, and it's a great way to get people in.
Ace writes a comic called Magnus the Brave with Kansas City-based artist Chris Rao. It follows the title hero as he tries to learn the origins of his powers. The two are now joining forces with other local creators to launch a new publishing company. It's called Free Candy Publishing, a bit of a joke about Ace's soliciting of free buttons at comic conventions.
Bam, always made fun of me that I was just the creepy man yelling at kids, trying to get them to come over and get in the van. He was like, we should just call it Free Candy Publishing.
The BAM he's referring to is Brian BAM Hunter, owner of Wizard's Alley in downtown Wichita. He's a co-founder of Free Candy,
The comic industry is weird. It's either, you know, somebody and break in, or you go and just do your own thing and have fun with it. And I'm at the aging point to where I'm just going to go have fun with it and do my own thing.
Ace, Bam, and others in the group envision a cooperative venture where creators retain all the rights to their ideas while Free Candy assists with printing, publishing, and marketing. They picture artists, writers, and other creatives using Free Candy as a sort of talent portfolio to find collaborators with clear rates for their services. If it works out, Bam says it could be a win for all involved.
I'm not really worried about slaving over a table to work for Marvel, DC, and to be able to tell my own stories and own my own characters is where it's at for me.
Free Candy is in its early stages, but already has branding, merch, and a social media presence. Ace says the group hopes to move toward an LLC and eventually incorporate more artists into the fold, or get them in the van, as he likes to joke.
Our main goal is just helping people put cool stuff out there so that it's not just dominated by Marvel and DC.
I'm Daniel Cottle.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.